Hello, my name is Andrew Jones, and I'm a senior working in the lab of Dr. Elizabeth King. I would like to tell you about the project we conducted in partnership with the lab of Dr. Yves Chabou titled Identifying Genetic Background Effects for Cancer Susceptibility. CGN NH2 Terminal Kinase, or JNK, is a tumor suppressor and can be affected by its upstream regulator, Iger. When Iger is mutated, JNK loses control of its regulatory properties, which can cause premature cell death. It can also produce oncogenes and lead to developmental deficiency. This deficiency can be expressed as diminishing eye pigmentation in mutant flies. The aim of this project was to cross mutated flies with a wild-type population and observe the heritability of this mutated expression. We took flies from the Chabou lab carrying the Iger mutation along with several accompanying genes. The CYO gene leads to presentation of curly wings. GMR-GAL4 is a driver of Iger. The TM3SB gene displays as stubby bristles in flies. These genes all work in conjunction to indicate whether the fly has the desired mutation. We crossed mutants with 7 lines of wild-type founders from our own line. The flies are from the Drosophila synthetic population resource and feature natural gene variants from numerous locations. For crosses, the genotype that we observed had the Iger gene and its driver, GMR-GAL4. It lacked the CYO gene, meaning that the flies had straight wings. These slides showcase the large variation displayed in crosses between founders and mutated flies. The top left image shows a fly without the TM3SB gene, while the one to the right does have it. The next images show flies with straight and curly wings. Straight wings indicate the absence of the CYO gene. The bottom row shows various fly eyes. The first 3 are offspring of crosses, while the last is an original mutated fly. This shows that there is a large range of sizes for eyes affected. It also signifies that crossed offspring did regain some level of pigmentation. Imaging was done with a mounted camera. Flies were anesthetized and then set in a highly replicable position. All images were taken at the same magnification, and then I used an image software called ImageJ to trace eye shapes. A micrometer was used to determine the scale and find the area of the eye. Here are some of the resulting plots. The left figure shows the eye area by parent founders. The far right column, labeled NA, is made up of original mutated flies, which we found were significantly different from the crossed offspring. This told us that the offspring did experience the loss of function as a result of the Iger mutation, but to a lesser degree. The plot on the right shows the data delineated by sex. It demonstrates a large amount of variation between males and females for eye size. Further analysis revealed that sex was a significant background effect. Overall, we found that there was a significant difference in eye expression between crossed offspring and mutant parents. This indicates that the loss of function effect is passed down from the parents. The offspring experienced cell death, but it was not as severe as the parent generation. Sex was also found to be a background effect of significance. This project is key because the use of natural variants via the DSPR founders allows us to take an unbiased approach to detecting novel effects. Major next steps are to map the JNK gene as well as observe other background effects from the CYO and TM3SB genes. Around 60% of fly DNA is conserved in humans, so discoveries in flies could have implications for our own species as well. A better understanding of tumor suppressors like JNK could potentially improve our ability to combat cancer. Thank you for your time, and if you have any questions, I would love to hear from you.